oil change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Thanks for tuning in. Got a lot to talk about today. Let's see, we're going to talk about the insurrection. We had an insurrection in Tennessee. Did you hear about that? Afghanistan. We have a whitewash report from the Biden administration about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. We've got Kamala Harris is out rambling about something down in Tennessee again. We've got all sorts of dumbassery going on all over the world today. So, and it's Easter weekend. So maybe in the last hour, I want to talk a little bit about leadership and the future of the country and where we're headed. So that's a general kind of roadmap of where we're going today. But first, the rules of engagement. You know we have to have rules of engagement. And so the ROEs for this program are pretty simple. Just there's two you need to know. First and foremost, if you want to send me a text message, which is how we interact, you text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103 and send me a message. And again, I want to remind everybody, you can send me a message anytime, you know, because I know some affiliates carry the show live. Some affiliates delay it by a couple of hours. Some affiliates, like here in the Denver cluster, all three AM stations carry it, but they carry it later this afternoon on one station and then tomorrow on another station. People listen on the podcast. So I know there are different time frames. So you can text me anytime you're listening to my voice. You can text the word Mike or Michael to 33103 and tell me what you think about what you're hearing. Give me some context. Like, just, you know, I mean, I know you want to just say, hey, Michael, gee, that was a stupid statement. Well, it probably was a stupid statement, but I'd like to know what stupid statement was. So, you know, just, you know, let me know what the stupid statement was that I said so I can at least, you know, laugh at myself, or I can tell you how wrong you are, because I'm never stupid. So that's the first rule of engagement. And the second rule of engagement is, if you want to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you want to download the podcast, you want to see the merch that we have, you want to, I don't know, see the posts, the stories that we put up. You want to find out, you want to read my bio, you want to do all of that. There's just one simple website. It's a one-stop shop called MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. And let me remind you, and we're getting this change this week, so that I won't have to remind you of this every week. But if you want to listen to the podcast, subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. If you're, whatever your podcast app is, plug in or search for The Situation with Michael Brown. That will get you both the four hours every weekday plus the 3 hours for the weekend. And I know some weekends, like some affiliates will carry the first 2 hours or the second 2 hours, whatever it might be. You just subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown, which you can do on that website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com, and you got it all. And then, boom, you're set. You're set for life. If you have insomnia, I can put you to sleep. If you think the world is going to hell in a handbasket, well, I'll help prove that. And if you think that there's nothing wrong in the world, I'll help you with that too. We're just here to screw up your life. That's what we're here to do, and have fun while we do it. So, quick background. So you know we had, which is pretty much been buried, that we had this transgender kid walk into a school, a parochial school, a church school, a Catholic school, in Nashville, Tennessee, what's now been a couple of weeks ago, and shot through some locked doors, killed a custodian, killed the headmaster, killed one other teacher of some sort, and then also murdered three kids. Three little kids. But the story is not about that, which we'll get into later. The story is all about transgenderism. It's not about that. Except in Tennessee, there was an attempt to impose a bunch of draconian gun laws. And when the bills hit the Tennessee House of Representatives, all hell broke loose. It was like, dare I say, it was like January 6th. Except this time it was led by actual members of the Tennessee House of Representatives. So this mob had gathered, and I use the mob specifically. Some people would say protesters, but this was a mob because they were pushing and shoving cops. They had broken into the state capitol. They were trying to keep the protesters outside. They had broken into the building, and they were being led by three members of the Tennessee House of Representatives. And these three, to be specific, I don't want to overgeneralize here, but two in particular, there are three involved, but two in particular had bullhorns, had signs, and they broke into the doors. Maybe broke in is not an appropriate word because they're entitled to be on the floor of the house. But they swung the doors open like the sheriff or the big-ass bad guy walking into a saloon somewhere in a cheesy spaghetti western. And they start screaming on the bullhorn. They take over the podium. And they start chanting something about, you know, kids over guns or, you know, whatever stupid chant they've got going. It was an insurrection-like protest on the House floor of the Tennessee legislature led by these three goobers. Now, there are numerous logical fallacies in my framing of the insurrection as an insurrection. For one, there's an appeal to emotion. If you've heard anything about this news story, as there always is when there is a mass shooting or even a murder in your local community, there's always an appeal to emotion. And the emotion is, you've got to do something. And what you've got to do is you've got to do something about guns. Nobody ever really focuses on the victim. Nobody, for example, these six people killed in Nashville, the story has been more about the shooter than it has been about these victims. Or it's been about the gun that he or she used. I'm not quite sure. I mean, I'm just being honest here. I'm not sure what to call this individual. Male or female, I don't know. I forget whether it was a male turning to female, female turning to male. I don't know. Whatever that individual was born, that individual still was. Unless, of course, they had their plumbing change. But even if they had their plumbing change, their DNA was still male or female. I'm really, truly sick of the transgender agenda right now. So there's always this appeal to emotion. And they were evoking this horrible school shooting. It was back in like March 27th, I think, at this Covenant Catholic school. By the force of their performative outrage on the House floor, somehow I guess we're supposed to acquiesce to the protesters' demands. It's always like, and I don't even remember what the subject matter was, but I remember one particular protest that took place on either the 405 or the 5 somewhere in south of downtown L.A., and these protesters had blocked, I forget whether it's northbound or southbound, but they blocked maybe both, I don't know, but one or the other. And this big burly guy gets out of his car and walks up to the protesters, and he's screaming at the protesters, I don't care what your issue is. I'm trying to make a living. I've got to get to work, or I'm going to get fired. And the protesters, they didn't care. They did not care. And so somehow, the same things happened in Nashville. The people's business, the people of Tennessee, their business is being conducted on the floor of the House of Representatives. And somehow, we're supposed to feel sorry for the protesters. We're supposed to acquiesce in what they want. We're supposed to cave into their demands. simply because they got a bullhorn and some pre-printed protest signs, and they're chanting and they're drowning out everybody else? No. Absolutely no. So what'd they do? They took over the legislative body by force. They were attempting to assert their will by simply being the loudest and the most aggressive. Then there are those who feel that there is a certain process and a decorum called for in a state House of Representatives. I believe that. We have Robert's Rules of Order. They have their own internal rules about how you conduct business, about how you dress, about what you do or do not do, about whether you can or cannot bring visitors onto the floor of the House. But apparently decorum and following procedures and following processes and doing all of that is a little too much for these people. I guess it's too much to ask to actually follow a process. Now, here's where it gets tricky. That Democrat representatives Jones and Pearson, the two state reps that were actively involved, there was a third person. We'll get to her in a minute. But there are these two guys that were the most active, that were really leading the charge. They're both African American. So, of course, that adds another dimension of controversy, which they themselves likely anticipated. If the Tennessee Republicans respond to this provocation, they will and they have been called racist. Yet what was the alternative? Let them take over the House of Representatives because they have a bullhorn, because they're belligerent, they got a chip on their shoulder, they got an attitude, and they have a crowd of protesters to back them up? Better to face the media ire and stand up to this bully. We've got to start standing up to the bully. So I tell you, there's three people involved. You've got Jones and Pearson, and then you have a woman by the name of Gloria Johnson. Just as a quick prelude to the next segment, Jones and Pearson were expelled. It takes two-thirds of the House to expel a member in the Tennessee legislature. There was more than two-thirds to expel Jones and Pearson, the two black guys. They failed by a couple of votes to expel the 60-year-old white woman, Gloria Johnson. So when we get back, let's look at her antics and then do a little compare and contrast of her antics to Pearson and Jones' antics, and see if there's a difference. It's the Tennessee insurrection. But before we go, you know that I used to practice law. I'm a licensed attorney, but I don't practice anymore. And I know the importance of protecting myself and my assets from lawsuits. Now, if you have a trust or an estate plan, that is indeed a great first step. But those trusts and those estate plans are not safe from frivolous lawsuits or creditors putting things like your assets and other various bank accounts in jeopardy. Blake Harris Law helps high net worth individuals set up and protect their assets and their money from those who try to take it in a lawsuit. Blake Harris Law simply adds additional layers of security and protection over your hard-earned assets that you will not get in a traditional trust or estate plan. This is not about tax evasion. This is about making sure that what you've earned stays yours and that you don't have to worry about people suing you. I know you have questions. So I want you to set up a free consultation. Do it today. Call Blake Harris today. 833-ASK-BLAKE. 833-ASK-BLAKE. Or go online, BlakeHarrisLaw.com. That's BlakeHarrisLaw.com. The Tennessee insurrection and Gloria Johnson's antics coming up next.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guide. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop by South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. We're talking about the insurrection in Tennessee this past week, in which two state representatives were expelled on a more than two-thirds majority vote, and one failed by one vote from being expelled. The three, you had two black male representatives, and you had one white female representative. And, of course, now everybody's screaming racism. But I think it's a lot deeper than that. But not only is it deeper than that, I'll get to Gloria Johnson's antics in just a second. But what do you think the national media's response to this was? Now, as I said, I guess we're supposed to just capitulate anytime somebody protests. Go back to that example I gave about the guy on the 5 or the 405 south of Los Angeles. He's just trying to get to work. He may actually be sympathetic to whatever the protest was. He may actually be on their side. But the protesters block the interstate. If you've ever been on the 5 or the 405, you know it sucks, you know, even on a good day. So I don't know whether this guy was northbound or southbound, but he was stuck. He was just trying to get to work. And so he approached the protesters and started screaming at the protesters. And, of course, who gets in trouble? The California Highway Patrol gets him in trouble, as opposed to the protesters. Well, I kind of think that's the point we've reached in the country, where the protesters were now scared to stand up to the bullies and say, you know what? If you want us to debate your issue, if you want us to hear your concern, then we'll go do that. I mentioned early in my program earlier this week that I actually thrive on debate. I love with friends or coworkers or anybody else. I love hearing divergent points of view or people telling me that, well, I don't like when they say, hey, you're wrong. Let me tell you why you're wrong. But I do like when people say, have you ever thought about this? Or, you know what, I disagree with you, and here's why, X, Y, Z. I thrive on that. That's been my entire life. But what happens when CBS, a major network, a member of the cabal, if you're new to this program, the cabal is this unholy alliance between the dominant media, the ruling elite, and the tech giants. John Dickerson, who's the chief political analyst for CBS News,
some cartilage. It needs some give. It can't be totally brittle. So when you have a situation in here where, okay, Republican lawmakers thought these Democrats broke decorum, stepped out of line, there are a series of steps to punish. But when you go to the maximalist, when you kick them out, that's brittle. There's no give. When right. there's no give, right. the only way the other side gets to respond is by punching back. And so when you lose those interim steps, all you get is response and response and response. And that is not only, you know where that leads, right?
Right.
That leads to violence. And it takes us back to this previous conversation, which is the reason this question of democracy is so important. And the reason faith in the judicial system is so important is we are at a moment where more on the conservative side, but on both sides, you have people who think the system isn't working. We've got to affect change outside of the system through violence.
Really? I don't think on the conservative side we're talking at all about violence. But let's deconstruct what he had to say for a moment. He conflates and says that the Tennessee legislature, rather than going through baby steps, went to the ultimate by expelling them. Well, no, they didn't. Because they had motions, they had debate, they voted on various levels of disciplinary action, and that's the one they settled on. And throughout that entire process, all three of these state representatives had the opportunity to defend themselves on the floor, on the very floor that they disrupted. They had the opportunity to defend themselves. But places like CBS News want you to believe that, oh, no, these wild-eyed, wild-ass Republicans in the Tennessee legislature just decided because these two guys were black, let's kick them out. You know what that is? That's the equivalent of the heckler's veto. Basically saying, as somebody who on the text line has already talked about, you know, if everything is racist, then essentially nothing is racist. And I think that's a disservice to the whole concept of racism. What we really ought to be doing is this, we ought to be critically thinking, was it racist simply because of their skin color? I contend that it simply was not. This was a matter of breaking house rules. And in fact, if you want to argue that, well, it was racist because they didn't do anything to the white woman, well, then let's think about what she did. Because perhaps based on what she did, she shouldn't have been expelled, and she should have just been censured. Think about that. So I'll explain to you what she did coming up next. Don't go away.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Is your home's title still in your name? What would you do if you discovered you're the victim of a home title theft and that the one document that proves you own your home is no longer in your name? With Home Title Lock's free lookup service, you can verify your home is still safely in your name. Thieves can now discover the title to your home online. They simply forge your signature on a transfer document stating you sold your home to them. Then they take out loans on your home or sell it to some unsuspecting buyer. Homeowners insurance and common identity theft programs do not protect you. Home Title Lock does. Home Title Lock puts a virtual shield around your home's title to help keep criminals away. First things first, verify your home's title is still in your name with Home Title Lock's free lookup service. There's no obligation. It's absolutely free. Then register your address for 30 free days of protection. Visit HometitleLock.com/free. HometitleLock.com/free.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, WeThePeopleRadio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about the Tennessee insurrection. Remember, you can text the program. Just text the word MicroMichael to 33103. And to do all the other stuff, simply go to the one-stop shop website, michaelsaysgohere.com. So later in the program, we're going to talk about this Afghanistan report. There's been a serious leak of top-secret documents out of the Pentagon. And then there's some other general kind of dumbassery going on in the world. And it's Easter weekend, so we got a lot to talk about between now and the end of the program. So back to Tennessee. So you've got Pearson and Jones, and then you've got Gloria Johnson. And now that Representatives Jones and Pearson have been expelled from the Tennessee House for their disruptive behavior on the floor, something that is not unusual. I mean, I guess it's unusual in the sense it doesn't happen a lot, but it's a pretty standard practice. People have been disciplined, censured, and expelled from national and state legislatures since the beginning of the Republic. But that leaves Gloria Johnson. She did protest, but she was not expelled. Johnson is what I would describe as a downscale liberal white lady, who I think just wanted to bask in the glory of what must have felt to her like some sort of civil rights protest. Now remember, this was about guns. This was not about civil rights. This was about guns and gun control, or as they like to now call it, gun safety laws. Well, hardly. When she was asked why she experienced a different outcome than her two colleagues, she responded thus, quote, "I'll answer your question. It might have to do with the color of our skin." And she goes on to explain that while she was not expelled, she was talked down to, she was mansplained to, quote, "but it was completely different than the questions that they got." Now, maybe I should explain. You know what mansplaining is, right? That's when a man, has the audacity to express himself in public to a female person, you know, about something. Guys just don't do it. A female asks you a question about something, just say, "Yeah, you know, I don't know. Otherwise, you'll be mansplaining, and you'll be a big doo-doo. So, is that really true? The Speaker of the House of the Tennessee Legislature, a guy by the name of Cameron Sexton, said on Fox News that Johnson's lawyer, the woman's lawyer, argued that her conduct was not as egregious as that of the two black guys. He said on Fox News that her attorney came out strong, making a lot of points that she was not as active a participant as the other two. She did not grab the bullhorn. She didn't scream and yell. She didn't lead the protest. And in fact, she didn't yell. She didn't grab the bullhorn. What did she do? She just stood there. That is true as far as I can discern from looking at all the video from all the different angles of what was taking place on the floor of the Tennessee House of Representatives. The two guys, Pearson and Jones, had the bullhorns yelling at length. Actually making it impossible for the House of Representatives to conduct its business. Johnson, you can see her in the video. She just stood there foolishly. Now, while I think she's dishonest and dishonorable, she's right, she's trying to have it both ways. She's wanting to be like, "Hey, look, I'm a part of this, but I know I better not stand too close." You ever done that? You ever see anybody do that? You're standing in a crowd of people, and suddenly a couple of crazies go bat crap crazy, and you kind of start just like you got your eye on them, and you're just kind of inching away, like, "Okay, I really want to be cool like you guys are, but I think I'll back off just a little bit." Yeah, I've seen that. You know, you've seen it too. That's why I think she's just being dishonest, and dishonorable. She was truly trying to have it both ways. I do believe there's a distinction to be made between her comportment and the comportment of her two Democrat colleagues. Not only did she avoid consequences by arguing that she was less disruptive than her colleagues, but now she gets to virtue signal by claiming that she only avoided the consequences because she's white. You see the clever trickery going on here? I should give this woman credit for being brilliant. Yeah, I want to show that I'm a good liberal, and I'm going to be a part of the protest, and I'm going to go stand up. But, oh, look, these guys are getting a little wild. Oh, they got bullhorns. Uh-oh. I can't even hear myself think over all the noise they're making. I think I'll just stand here. I don't think I'll say a word. In fact, maybe I'll just kind of, you know how you do your feet? You kind of scoot your feet, and you kind of inch. Like when you're having your picture taken, somebody says, hey, can you move slightly to the left, and you just kind of inch over to the left a little bit? That's kind of what she was doing. That's exactly what she was doing. So now she gets to claim, or imply at least, that the Tennessee Republicans are driven solely by racial animus. And that is why they saved her, according to her. But as far as I can establish, she really was less disruptive than Jones and Pearson. Now, for his part, Pearson insists they protested in a peaceful and civil manner and that it was not an insurrection. Other than they didn't break anything that I could find. But other than not like breaking a door or you know, pushing through a locked door on the U.S. Capitol, there really wasn't a whole lot of difference here. Yes, I know there's some distinctions that you can make, but if we're going to call what happened on January 6, 2021 an insurrection, then what happened in the Tennessee State Capitol is probably an insurrection too. You stopped government proceedings. You swarmed the state capitol. You pushed and shoved the cops out of your way. And then you actually went to the floor of the House. Members of the House of Representatives went to the floor with bullhorns and placards and shut down business. So it kind of probably was a similar insurrection. It certainly wasn't civil. And neither was it the appropriate time or place for their stupid little temper tantrum. Now, the gun control debate, if nothing else, is truly a partisan issue. No matter how strongly you might feel about limiting gun rights, at the end of the day, which I hate that phrase. No matter how you feel about gun rights or limiting gun rights, that is unequivocally a Democrat Party agenda item. It is not a Republican agenda item. Republicans just want to protect the rights of law-abiding gun owners. We don't want to protect the rights, in fact, illegal owners of guns that are owned by thugs or gangbangers or criminals or felons or mentally ill people. I don't defend the right of them to do that. And I'm an advocate. I'm a staunch Second Amendment supporter. I would say I own a bunch of guns, but none of your business. All Republicans want to do is just protect the rights of law-abiding gun owners now that our society has all this increasing violence, especially in cities, to the point where one might conceivably have the need to defend oneself. And that's what we defend. You don't necessarily have to agree with my conservative perspective. You just have to be aware that there are two sides to the gun control debate. Both of which, listen closely, both of which have the equal right to engage in that debate and in the legislative process. We simply both want to defeat each other. They want to defeat me. I want to defeat them. And I will do it through logic. I will do it through emotion. I will do it through debate. I will do it through discussion. I will do it through however I can. Except I won't do it the way they do. Doesn't do any good. So the framing of to go back to the shooting, the genesis of all of this, the framing of that shooting in Nashville as a gun control issue is itself a partisan spin by the cabal, specifically the dominant media and the ruling elite. So you might as well just seek to inquire about the motives of apparently she's transgender, he's transgender, Audrey Hale, who shot and killed those six people. But notice how the focus is diverted from the perp to the weapon. In the case of a right-wing shooter, the focus is on the perp, the motive, and any manifesto that's gristmill for the media. In this case, all of that's missing. It's missing. And what are we talking? We're not talking about the motive. We're not talking about the motive at all. Well, the closest we've gotten to a discussion of the motive might just be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the press secretary, Kareem Jean-Pierre, for Joe Biden. This was 2 days ago at the White House press briefing. Listen to what she says closely. And as you listen to it, I want you to think about Audrey Hale, that transgender shooter at that Catholic school. Where's her manifesto? His manifesto? I don't know what they're called. Where's the manifesto? What were the motivations? We now know that there was a series of threats. There was a series of posts. There was talk among her friends. She even talked directly to a friend about what she was thinking about doing. But what do we know? We're not told anything.
With the enactment of a new law in Indiana, 14 states have now banned gender-affirming health care, while some of these laws are currently blocked by courts. This is a dangerous attack on the rights of parents to make the best health care decisions for their own kids.
You know, think about that for a moment. What happens if a parent decides that a child, 12 years old, 10 years old, you know what? It's time for you to start drinking. It's time for you to start smoking. So I'm going to start, you know, every breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we're going to have a martini or two, or we're going to have a couple of beers, or we're going to have some vodka tonics, or we're going to have some margaritas, or we're going to have some, I don't care, but we're going to drink alcohol every meal of every day during your snacks, too. We would find that abhorrent. And in fact, we would say, oh, we got laws against that. That's child abuse. And in fact, that would subject you to a visit by Child Protective Services for endangering the life of your child. The same with cigarette smoke. That's why we don't allow people under the age of 21 to buy cigarettes or to buy alcohol. Because we think that they don't have the capacity to make those decisions. Yet, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar here is trying to explain to you, or trying to convince you, that somehow parents have the right, simply because medicine can do it, to go in and change their child's plumbing. Oh, she's not done. It gets even worse.
According to the Human Rights Campaign, more than 50% of transgender youth in the U.S., which is estimated to be more than 150,000 kids.
Think about that number. Somebody do the math. 150,000 supposedly estimated transgender kids in a country of 330 million people. Yes, we're talking about bending everything. Everything. This is the tyranny of the minority.
Live in states in which transgender youth have lost access to or at risk of losing access to gender-affirming care. Look, this is awful news. Let's be very clear about that. LGBTQI+ kids are resilient. They are fierce. They fight back. They're not going anywhere.
They're fierce, and they fight back. Huh. So is that what Audrey Hale was doing in that church school in Tennessee? Was she fighting back? Because, well, she wasn't denied gender-affirming care. Huh. What does the White House, because she's speaking on behalf of the president. What does the president mean about, oh, they're fierce, resilient, and they fight back?
Resilient. They are fierce. They fight back. They're not going anywhere.
I don't want them to go anywhere. And I want kids to be resilient. But what does she mean by fight back? When we get back, let's figure out what the conclusion is to this Tennessee insurrection. Racist? Transgenderism? Gun control? It's a cauldron of cultural issues all thrown in one hot pot. And nobody's being rational about it. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Enjoy cleaner, safer, and more private internet daily. Be more cyber zen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers and hide your virtual location. It will secure your devices from malware-infected downloads and block access to malicious websites. Enjoy internet without trackers. Internet without malicious websites. Internet without malware-ridden files. Imagine your data more secure, your connection protected. Zen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about this insurrection in Tennessee in which two of three state legislators were expelled from the House. Now, they can return. The people can vote them back in if they want to. They could be reappointed by, I think, the governor. I forget exactly how it works in Tennessee. But they can return to the legislature if the people want them back in. So it's not like this is a death sentence of any sort. But I think it's important to understand that as he was interrupting, Pearson in particular, as Pearson was interrupting this legislative session, he gave what kind of seemed like an imitation of Martin Luther King's speaking style. It was kind of like, you know, when Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama went down south and they kind of started imitating a southern drawl. Yet I think in this case it might have helped if he had some cause of injustice that he was speaking about, as did Dr. King, rather than just simply repeating a bunch of partisan talking points. And it's not like the Tennessee House of Representatives was debating something so groundbreaking. You know what they were debating? They were debating charter schools. And that's when they decided to interrupt everything. But the bottom line is simply this. Regardless of what they were debating, gun control, the shooting, charter schools, sex change operations, castration of children, mutilation of children, I don't care what it was, they don't have the right to cow the state House of Representatives. They don't have the right to do that. We the people, whichever state you live in, we elect representatives to go and debate these issues on our behalf. And we can participate in that process. We can join in the debate, in the discussion, but there's a time, place, and a manner and a way to do it. It was simply disorderly behavior designed to stop democracy. To stop the democratic process. Was it an insurrection? Well, they did lead a protest from the House floor. Maybe it wasn't an insurrection. Jones and Pearson seem very pleased with themselves. They think that what they did was really, really good. Kamala Harris, the vice president.
A democracy says you don't silence the people. You do not stifle the people. You don't turn off their microphones when they are speaking about the
importance. Oh, but that's exactly what they were doing. They were stifling and silencing the people that were there to do the people's business. Even the media says that the Afghanistan report is a whitewash. Wow. Let's talk about the Afghanistan withdrawal report coming up next.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynavite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynavite. When I get out the Dynavite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Turtle Bay's 31st Annual Spring Plant Sale features heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, trees, California natives, and much more, specializing in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The 30% off members-only sale is Friday, April 7th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the 20% off public sale is Saturday, April 8th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens Nursery. Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hey,
Redden. What's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Two U.S. District Court judges have issued contrary rulings concerning the chemical abortion drug mifepristone.
A U.S. District Judge in Texas, a Trump appointee, ordered a hold on federal approval of the drug. But that decision was quickly followed by a U.S. District Judge in Washington State, an Obama appointee, essentially ordering the opposite and directing U.S. authorities to not make any changes that would restrict access to the drug. The extraordinary timing of the competing orders reveals the high stakes that surround the drug a year after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and curtailed access to abortion across the country.
This correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has shown his political motivations by scheduling the next court appearance for former President Trump to be on December 4th.
All of this suggests to me that the Democrats just want to drag this out. So it's the central issue in our primary nominating campaign and then the general election should Donald Trump be our nominee.
Senator Cotton told the Salem Radio Network this week the case lacks legal merit. It also includes, he says, numerous legal ethics violations. A part of the second round has been completed by some players at the weather-interrupted Masters. Graham Agars has report.
A resurgent Brooks Koepka has taken a commanding three-shot lead at a weather-shortened second round at the Masters. Koepka missed the bad weather with a second round 67 that lifted him to 12 under for the tournament. There he leads Jon Rahm by the three shots, but the Spaniard is amongst more than a third of the field unable to finish their second rounds. They face an early resumption on day three. U.S. amateur champion Sam Bennett is in the clubhouse four back at 8 under after two remarkable rounds of 68. Graham Agars, Augusta.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tens of thousands affected by the toxic water at Camp Lejeune are left with death, cancer, Parkinson's, dementia, birth defects, and other serious illnesses. And along with the harm, so many worries.
My family drank the Camp Lejeune water. What if our health gets worse and we need more financial help?
How do I protect my VA benefits and get the compensation I deserve and need?
The answer is simple. Call James Harris Law, the experienced, trusted law firm that can get you significant compensation while protecting all your VA benefits. We're already fighting for hundreds of Marines, families, and civilians who drank Camp Lejeune water. But if you miss the deadline, you could forever lose your right to the justice you deserve. So call our Camp Lejeune legal helpline now. Now may be your last chance to receive full compensation. Don't delay. Call 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
Tesla has cut its prices for the third time this year.
The cuts that appeared Friday on Tesla's website ranged from $5,000 per vehicle for Tesla's slower-selling, more expensive models, the S-Large sedan and the Tesla Model X SUV. The company cut $2,000 off the price of the Tesla Model Y, its most popular model, and added a lower-cost dual-motor version priced at $49,990. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Tesla's first quarter vehicle sales rose 36% on the strength of earlier price cuts to draw in new customers. The electric car, SUV, and heavy truck maker said it delivered nearly 423,000 vehicles worldwide between January and March of this year. That's up from just 310,000 that same period a year ago. According to FactSet, however, even that increase fell short of analysts' estimates. They predicted the company would sell 432,000 for the quarter. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Justice Department has launched an investigation into the possible release of Pentagon documents. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
The documents, posted on several social media sites, appear to detail U.S. and NATO aid to Ukraine. They're labeled secret and resemble routine updates the U.S. military's joint staff would produce daily but not distribute publicly. They are not war plans and provide no details on any planned Ukrainian offensive, and they contain inaccuracies, including estimates of Russian troop deaths significantly lower than numbers publicly stated by U.S. officials, leading to questions about the document's authenticity, whether they've been altered or part of a misinformation campaign. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Leaky faucets are causing major problems on Boeing 787 jets. The Federal Aviation Administration proposed Friday to order repetitive inspections and, if leaks are found, replacing those faucet parts. More from townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy Easter weekend, everyone. Thanks for joining the Weekend with Michael Brown this weekend. Hope everyone has a great Easter. Glorious Easter. So the rules of engagement with the program are pretty simple. You text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. And remind you, you can text me anytime, regardless of when you're listening to the program or how you're listening to the program. Podcast, streaming, your affiliate carries it later in the day or only gives you the first 2 hours, whatever it might be. Anytime you're listening, you can text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. And I read all of the text messages from all over the country. May not reply to all of them, but I read every single one of them. So, again, if you're going to tell me I did something stupid or something brilliant, which is probably pretty rare, you might want to put that in some sort of context. Don't just tell me, hey, Mike, that was a great point. What was the point? Why do you think it was great? I'm always curious. If you want to see the stories we put up, you want to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, you want to buy some of Michael's merch, you want to find a local affiliate, what time they air the program. You want to download the podcast, a one-stop shop website called MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. You can find everything there. I'm going to remind you again, hopefully next week I want to do this again. But for the podcast, you can obviously get the podcast by going to and subscribing to it at MichaelSaysGoHere.com. You can also wear whatever podcast app you use. But you just need now to search for one podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown, which includes the weekday program and the weekend program. And it's broken out, so if you want to listen to one, other, or both, you can do that. The Situation with Michael Brown. But I appreciate you downloading and listening to the podcast and sharing it with your friends, too. So we're going to talk this hour a little bit about the Biden White House and their release of this Afghanistan withdrawal report. And in the next hour, we've got a plethora of just a bunch of silly things going on in the world. And I want to make some closing comments about leadership and kind of where the country is and where we're headed. So we'll do that in the next hour. But by now, you've probably heard about the Biden White House actually blaming Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump hasn't been in office for what? 2 years? And this is April. So 2 years and almost 4 months now. And somehow the withdrawal is his fault? That's just, if you just want to read, it's a 12-page document. It's not that long. But that's the lazy read of this document. It is replete with whitewashing. Now, I use the term whitewashing specifically because in this segment or the next segment, you'll hear from all places, you'll actually hear one of the network news analysts, a member of the cabal, using exactly the same word, which I find, I guess a broken clock is right twice a day, right? So maybe this particular person just happens to be right one time. It also includes, it's whitewash. It is truly a whitewash, including the literal war crime committed as troops were pulled out in 2021. And I'll get to that literal war crime in just a minute. But I want to build this in two ways. First, give you some sense of what the document sounds like. The word Trump appears 14 times and appears after just one paragraph. So, boom, man, we got to go to Donald Trump right away. The specifics of the blame game are really somehow even worse than that. The report focuses intently on the relocation of Afghans or dual citizens into this country, does not focus on the protection of U.S. troops. It doesn't focus on the repatriation of U.S. military arrests. But here are the standout points, just generally, and then we'll go back to them specifically. Biden blew through. Trump negotiated a withdrawal date. But Biden completely blew through that negotiated withdrawal date. Biden prioritized immigrants over our own troops. No surprise there, right? He seems to do that to American citizens also. He blames the intel community, specifically for the war crime I'll describe to you. That's the genesis. That's pretty much the nutshell of this report. But how did we learn about this report? That's almost as fascinating as the report itself. John Kirby. Now, John Kirby is the press secretary for the White House National Security Team, for the White House National Security Advisor. It's interesting that rather than have the White House press secretary, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, she didn't speak to this at all. And I think they didn't have her speak to it because this is way over that poor girl's head. But instead, they send out Admiral Kirby to talk about it, and even Admiral Kirby really steps into it. So let's just listen to a few of the things that Admiral Kirby says.
America is on a stronger strategic footing, more capable to support Ukraine and to meet our security commitments around the world, as well as the competition with China, because it is not fighting a ground war in Afghanistan.
We could have stayed in Afghanistan, not fought a ground war, and actually still have eyes and ears on. Let me just think. I got a picture of the map in my head. Russia. Yeah, Ukraine. Oh, China. Pakistan. Iran. Iraq. Oh, we could have kept eyes and ears on all of those enemies, and now we have none. So how can you possibly claim that it makes it easier for us to not only just support troops in Ukraine, or Ukrainian troops to be more specific, but helps us keep eyes and ears on those other countries, including China, as he specifically says? He's nuts. He's absolutely nuts. But he doesn't waste any time in blaming Trump.
And he inherited a deal struck between the previous administration and the Taliban that called for the complete removal of all U.S. troops by May of 2021, or else the Taliban, which had stopped its attacks while the deal was in place, would go back to war against the United States.
You know, you're not bound by that agreement. It wasn't a treaty approved by the U.S. Senate. It was a negotiated agreement with the Taliban, and you didn't have to stick with it. The intel sources showed that the Taliban was already on the move. They were already beginning to encircle Kabul. So either I mean, I knew that. You knew that. The White House knew it. But somehow the very first thing, or I shouldn't say the very first thing, the second thing out of his mouth is to blame Trump for an agreement that they did not have to follow. They didn't have to adhere to it. They could have gone to the Taliban and said, hey, there's a new sheriff in town, and we don't like the movements that you're making, so we're going to put off this withdrawal until we reach a new agreement. Or he could have ignored the agreement completely and just said, you know what, we're going to draw down forces. We're going to keep a minimal number of troops here on Bagram Air Force Base, not in Kabul, not out in country, but on the base. Where, by the way, just as a footnote, we were housing in the Bagram Air Force Base Detention Center, the jail, we were housing the very member of the Taliban that blew up the suicide bomb that killed those 13 American soldiers. And we had let them out of jail. The blood of those 13 troops is on this administration for having abandoned and let those terrorists out of jail. But no, he just wants to continue to blame Trump. He continues by telling us that.
Does the president take responsibility for the withdrawal and everything that happened thereafter?
Does the president take responsibility for the withdrawal and everything that happened afterwards?
Commander-in-Chief. And he absolutely has responsibility for the operations that our men and women conduct and the orders that he gives. And he continues to believe that the order to withdraw from Afghanistan was the right one.
Okay, so he believes it was the right one. But does he take responsibility for the fact that his decision, he believes was the right one, has proven to be actually the wrong decision? Cost American lives, cost Afghani lives, cost the American taxpayers billions in lost equipment, cost the American taxpayers and American citizens generally tons of national security in the fact that we lost eyes and ears on Russia and China and Iran and Iraq. This is truly a whitewash. He tells us that there is a lot to be proud of.
Nobody's saying that everything was perfect, but there was a lot that went right, and a lot of Afghans are now living better lives in this country and other countries around the world because of the sacrifices and the work of so many American government officials. So, yeah, there's a lot to be proud of, Peter.
I find that fascinating. There's a lot to be proud of. Nobody says that everything went perfect. No, you seem to be. But we know that everything didn't go perfectly. So if it didn't go perfectly, then he concludes that what we should be proud of is the fact that there are now Afghans that are living better lives in this country and other countries around the world because of the sacrifices of so many Americans. That is such a slippery slope, and that is such a disingenuous statement to make when you consider exactly just how bad it was. Ed O'Keefe from CBS News asked one of the most heated exchanges about this report.
For doing this, but I think I speak on behalf of my colleagues in this room when we want the record to reflect this was sent to us about 10 minutes before the briefing began.
You gave us this report. You told us there was, I don't know exactly what hour it was, but let's say it was 10 a.m. It was 10 a.m. on Monday, Thursday. And at 10 a.m., at 9:50 a.m., we get the report. And then you call a press briefing. And Ed O'Keefe is calling him out on behalf of all of his colleagues in the White House press corps.
On behalf of my colleagues in this room, and we want the record to reflect that this was sent to us about 10 minutes before the briefing began, with little notice, and it's the very definition of a modern major holiday news dump. Releasing this at the beginning of the high holidays, and after months of requests from Republicans and the broader public. So why today? And is this all we get? And is this a response to the studies that were done by the agencies? Or is this considered a summary?
Great question. Great question. I'll explain why next. We're talking about the 12-page report telling us that everything was fine that happened in the withdrawal of Afghanistan, and anything that went wrong, it was the fault of Donald Trump. And why was it released on Easter weekend? That and more coming up next. Don't go away.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DinoVite.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DinoVite.com.
It can be dangerous. It's dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season because so much sensitive info is all together.
Before we start the annual meeting of Sean's personal info, has anyone seen Social Security number?
Not me.
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no. He's been stolen.
LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Glad to have you with me. Happy Easter, everyone. Talking about this report dumped on the public on Thursday by the White House about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And Ed O'Keefe from CBS News has just asked a very pertinent question, or kind of a compound question. Why was this done on, you know, Holy Week? Why was it done 10 minutes before we got it? Is this all we're going to get? And is this a summary of, there were 12 different studies done by the intel community. The CIA, the DIA, the NSA, all the different intelligence agencies did their own study. The Congress has done their study. Is this a summary of all the studies, or is this a conclusion, or is this a separate study? And why did you drop this now? Why did you do it now? Kirby's response.
A lot better. This is the result of months and months of work by individual agencies who are participating in the withdrawal to voluntarily review that withdrawal, which they did.
Why does he emphasize it's voluntary? You know, if the White House, I can just tell you as someone who has been subjected to these types of reports, Mr. Undersecretary, President wants you and your other colleagues over here to do a report on X, whatever it might have been. Sure, we'll volunteer to do that. No. How stupid. The White House wants it. Okay, we're going to do it.
They worked through that. These documents are classified. And we felt it was the responsible thing to do after those reviews were done, to then run a process across the administration to take a look at those reviews ourselves, across the interagency, work our way through it, and then provide them to the relevant committees and leaders on the Hill, which we did today. We think that was the responsible thing to do. And what you're seeing today is the result and the culmination of an awful lot of work, Ed. No.
You know what he just told you? Nothing. He just told you that. Hey, the White House thought, yeah, there are all these reports out here, and we need something. We have all these different reports from all the intel agencies out here that are floating around. We've got reports from Congress, so we're going to get everybody together, and we're going to get everybody to volunteer, and we're going to do a review, and we're going to review it, and then we're going to come up with a report, and then we're going to give it to you at the last minute, and that's what we're going to do because that's our responsibility. Well, okay, tell us something new.
Effort here to try to obfuscate or try to bury something. It's an effort to try to be as open, as transparent as we can be. And what you got in that document there is a pretty fair summary of our perspectives of the work over those many months and pulling and collating a lot of those lessons learned together. And we're trying to present certainly the key lessons learned, the ones that that we're able to share more openly and more publicly with you. And I'll tell you this. You got questions after the briefing today? I'll stay here as long as you want. You got questions after the briefing today? You know how to get a hold of me. We'll answer whatever you have.
You know, what's funny is, not really funny, but do you think they really did this because of a desire to collate and combine all of the reports that different agencies had done? Or, let me put on my tinfoil hat for a moment. Oh, we just had Donald Trump indicted by a New York grand jury and a New York prosecutor, and he was just arraigned. We knew this was coming, so why don't we also that same week dump out a report that says, oh, yeah, and the withdrawal from Afghanistan, it didn't go so well, and that was Donald Trump's fault. Yeah. So, is this a whitewash? Well, let's ask the cabal when we get up next. Was it or wasn't? I think you'll be surprised when you hear who says that it was a whitewash. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Enjoy cleaner, safer, and more private internet daily. Be more cyber zen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers and hide your virtual location.
It will secure your devices from malware-infected downloads and block access to malicious websites. Enjoy Internet without trackers. Internet without malicious websites. Internet without malware-ridden files. Imagine your data more secure, your connection protected. Zen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com. NordVPN, cybersecurity built for every day.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5. Rodeo at 7 and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guide. Gates open at 12. Rodeo at 2:30 and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts, don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Reading chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to scireading.org. We'll see you there.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103, 33103. If you want to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, download the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, find an affiliate, whatever you want to do. One-stop shop, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So Ed O'Keefe from CBS News walks onto the White House lawn to do his piece after this press conference and basically says that this is a 12-page whitewash. 12-page whitewash. So why would he say that? And what is the substance in this document? Well, the primary takeaway for me is this is all Donald Trump's fault. I guess until Donald Trump finally, you know, passes on to the other side, that everything that's wrong or bad that goes wrong in the world, we can scream racism, or we can blame Donald Trump. Or, hell's bells, we can just do both. Trump and racism. That's the problem with everything in the world right now. This is insanity. Let's go back to those takeaways. I gave you three takeaways, and the first one was that Joe Biden actually just blew through Trump's negotiated withdrawal date, yet he still blames Trump for this. Trump set the latest date for the withdrawal. We had 2,500 troops left in Afghanistan. Trump set that withdrawal date for May 1st. He had already cut in half our military presence since he took office back in 2016. Actually, technically 2017. His deal with the Taliban said that American troops would remain safe as long as that date was adhered to. But Biden decided to place American troops in harm's way by both loudly announcing his government's nervousness. He continued to talk about how he was really concerned about this date. He was telescoping to the Taliban. Hey, I don't trust you, which we all knew, should have known. And I'm not comfortable with this date, so I might move this date around. While actually doing that, extending the date to the widely Islamist significant date of, you remember what the date was? September 11th, 2021. Yeah. So let's pick a date that is significantly, religiously, important to Islamists around the world. September 11th. And let's make that our withdrawal date from Afghanistan. This guy is either, Joe Biden is either truly demented and truly clueless, or he is really out to destroy the country. And I don't say that with ease or comfort. But how dumb can you be? Understanding that dates and anniversaries to terrorist organizations are very important. We're celebrating Easter. Easter for Christians, the holiest of holy weeks, the resurrection. It's something that's very important to us. 9/11 is a very important date to Islamists. The report effectively confirms this is what he was doing, contradicting itself by claiming that we, the U.S. government, made 55,000 phone calls, sent 33,000 emails urging people to leave Afghanistan. This was at the same time as claiming that they, quote, did not broadcast loudly and publicly about a potential worst-case scenario unfolding in order to avoid signaling a lack of confidence in the Afghan army. So you're doing two contradictory things at the same time. You're saying that we don't want to panic anybody. But you make 55,000 phone calls and send 33,000 emails telling people, get out now, get out now. This is from pages 6 and 9 of the report. Ultimately, the administration made a decision to engage in unprecedentedly extensive targeted outreach to Americans and our Afghan partners about the risk of collapse, including numerous security alerts and tens of thousands of direct phone calls and messages to U.S. citizens in particular to leave Afghanistan, but to not broadcast loudly and publicly about a potential worst-case scenario unfolding in order to avoid signaling a lack of confidence in the Afghan National Defense Services or the Afghan government's position. Wow. On page 9, the report says, from August 14 through August 31st, the department reached out directly to every American known to the U.S. government repeatedly and through multiple channels, making those 55,000 phone calls, sending 33,000 emails during those 17 days alone to facilitate evacuations for those who wished to leave. Many were dual citizens whose family had lived in Afghanistan for generations and chose to stay, and some have chosen to re-enter Afghanistan after the military withdrawal. Ultimately, the U.S. government evacuated 6,000 Americans. Yeah. They blew right through Trump's negotiated deal. Blew right through it. And still blamed Trump. And picked September 11th as a withdrawal date. Now, we already knew the Taliban was moving. We already knew that they were beginning to encircle. Intelligence knew, even public source told us that the Taliban was moving and closing in on Kabul. So by blowing through Trump's negotiated date, and instead of throwing that negotiation out and saying, well, look, we're not going to withdraw. In fact, we're going to halt the withdrawal until we get a new deal. They just blew right through it and just picked a new date and then started telescoping to everybody there. Yeah, we think that the Afghan government cannot stand, and we're going to get the hell out of here. Never even considering renegotiating the deal. Never even considering, hey, you know what? Let's move forward with the withdrawal, but let's maintain a small force. We were already down to 3,500 or whatever the number was. Let's bring that down to 1,000 troops, 1,500 troops. Keep them on Bagram Air Force Base. We'll have a forward operating base by which to conduct intelligence on our enemies. And we will have equipment there if we ever need a forward deployment. We already have equipment in country to move on Iran, Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Russia, China, whatever. Instead, we just walked away from it. But the second point. Joe Biden prioritized Afghan immigrants over U.S. troops. I find this just unacceptable. This report pays extra attention to the plight of the special immigrant visa applicants, which the administration says was up to 18,000 people in backlog. Now, it's a fitting prioritization, considering this was also the Biden regime's approach at the time. Americans last, seemingly, if at all. By page 4 of this report, the excuses offered are in relation to refugee support services had been gutted and personnel dramatically reduced, lowering admissions to historic lows and forcing more than 100 refugee resettlement facilities in the United States to close. In fact, there is a previously secret October 21 report from CENTCOM, the U.S. Central Command, that concluded that the attack was not preventable at the tactical level without degrading the mission to maximize the number of evacuees. Well, that reflects Joe Biden's change in priorities from Donald Trump's. The new report says this. During his first 2 weeks in office, President Biden signed Executive Order 14013, requiring departments and agencies to surge resources and streamline the application process for special immigrant visa applicants, those Afghans that had helped us. On February 2, the Department of State resumed interviews in Kabul for for those applicants. The Department of State doubled the number of adjudicators at the embassy in Kabul and quintupled the number of staff processing the applications from 10 to 50 in Washington, D.C. As a result of this surge, the United States went from issuing 100 special immigrant visas a week to more than 1,000 a week in July. And working with Congress to streamline the process reduced the average processing time by more than 1 year. In July, the United States issued, now remember we're going to withdraw by September 11th. The United States issued a record number of SIVs, special immigrant visas, to our Afghan allies and began running the first special immigrant visa relocation flight. On page 10 of this report, they brag about 70,000 vulnerable Afghans evacuated, but neglects to mention, or fails, or purposely fails to mention, the incidents of child marriage and therefore underage sex trafficking that came along with those 70,000 vulnerable Afghans. Report says this. Let me read from the report. During the evacuation, approximately 70,000 vulnerable Afghans were evacuated by the U.S. government to overseas Defense Department facilities for security screening, vetting, and the administration of public health vaccination. And it goes on to describe that they secured agreements with Qatar, Kuwait, also in Germany, Italy, Spain, the UAE, Bahrain, Kosovo, and Albania. On the same page that they brag about that, they boast of welcoming 100,000 Afghans as part of Operation Allies Welcome, with a whole bunch more to come. Now, remember on page 9, back on page 9, they said that the U.S. government evacuated over 6,000 Americans from the country. That's some ratio of Afghan nationals to U.S. citizens. 6,000 American citizens, 70,000 Afghans. The report says, we have been proud to welcome approximately 100,000 Afghans as part of Operation Allies Welcome, and now with Enduring Welcome. Yeah. He was more focused on getting, regardless of any, you know, because remember, Afghan is a fourth world country. So you got a lot of child marriages. You got a lot of sex trafficking. You have a lot of human trafficking. But they didn't care about that. It was all about the numbers. And it was all about the numbers of Afghanis over Americans. So when we get back, what was the war crime? And why did he blame the intel communities for this war crime? This is all from this report that Ed O'Keefe tells us is a whitewash. I'll be right back.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody says,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. now. He's close to 10. And the Dynavite's a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Happy Easter, everybody. Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Before we get to the war crime and the intel communities, listen to Ed O'Keefe.
Responsibility or acknowledge.
Listen to Ed O'Keefe after he has his little cross-examination with John Kirby, the national security spokesperson, and walks out onto Pebble Beach on the north lawn of the White House and says this.
Any mistakes made by the Biden administration.
The word mistake appears once in this 12-page report, Nancy, noting that when, in essence, recounting that strike that occurred in central Kabul that was intended to kill an ISIS-K operative and ended up killing 10 civilians, they say, quote, to counter the perceived immediate threat, the U.S. military launched a drone strike in Kabul that mistakenly killed 10 civilians. Among the causes of this tragic error was that the high-risk and dynamic threat environment led the team to inaccurately assess that the target had posed an imminent threat to those on the ground. That's the one time we see the word mistake on an incident in all of this that, of course, has been well-documented and for which the U.S. has apologized before. But it spends 3.5 pages laying it out and saying it's the Trump administration's fault for negotiating with the Taliban, for inviting them to Camp David, for withdrawing U.S. forces to such a level that you would have had to send more in rather than keep it at those numbers, and for not allowing the Biden administration to see those plans during that botched transition, you'll recall, in late 2020, when the Biden transition teams were trying to get information from agencies and the Trump administration was blocking them from doing so. But this is, they called it, or National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said they were going to do a hot wash, which is a fancy bureaucratic term for a deep dive into what went wrong. This 12-page document is a whitewash. There is, it is narrative. It is light on specifics. It's devoid of citations. And it is, in essence, their version of events as the classified reports conducted by the State Department and the Pentagon are being sent to lawmakers on the relevant committees for their full review, White House saying it will not release those classified reports to the general public, although inevitably details of those reports likely will ultimately somehow get out there in the public sphere.
Of course they will. You know they will, and I know they will. For a group of people who lean so heavily into the idea of consensus among the intel agencies, this White House really does seem to blame bad intelligence wherever it's not blaming Donald Trump, and sometimes both. Poor intelligence can be very routine. I know this from personal experience. Poor intelligence can be very routine, especially where the stakeholders have a vested interest in remaining in the country and dragging out deployments. But there also appears to be no contrition whatsoever in this report over the deaths of those 10 civilians targeted in a face-saving drone strike that he was just talking about. The report callously dismisses that incident. And O'Keefe says, yes, we mistakenly did something and we apologize. If that had been under Trump, there would have been demands for the 45 to appear in the dock at The Hague as a war criminal. Biden waves it off as lessons learned. Listen, the report says, the Department of Defense conducted detailed after-action reviews of the tragic attack that took American and other lives at Abbey Gate and of the drone strike that tragically killed 10 civilians and implemented their lessons learned. After the Kabul strike, the Secretary of Defense ordered a 90-day review of how the Department of Defense could better avoid civilian casualties in its activities and has implemented new policies to do so. Now, while I'm tempted to just shrug and wave this cover-your-ass attempt off as just that, just CYA, it really does stand to reason that since the Biden White House is so keen to pass the blame off on Donald Trump, he ought to be entitled to some sort of response. And guess what he did? Thursday afternoon, he did exactly that. On his social media platform, Trump wrote these morons in the White House who are systematically destroying our country, headed by the biggest moron of them all, hopeless Joe Biden, have a new disinformation game they're playing. Blame Trump. Yeah, Biden is responsible. No one else. He's the commander-in-chief. He gave the order. Joe Biden is responsible for this complete disaster of withdrawal. And the danger it calls to America.
Is your home's title still in your name? What would you do if you discovered you're the victim of a home title theft and that the one document that proves you own your home is no longer in your name? With Home Title Lock's free lookup service, you can verify your home is still safely in your name. Thieves can now discover the title to your home online. They simply forge your signature on a transfer document stating you sold your home to them. Then they take out loans on your home or sell it to some unsuspecting buyer. Homeowners insurance and common identity theft programs do not protect you. Home Title Lock does. Home Title Lock puts a virtual shield around your home's title to help keep criminals away. First things first, verify your home's title is still in your name with Home Title Lock's free lookup service. There's no obligation. It's absolutely free. Then register your address for 30 free days of protection. Visit HometitleLock.com/free. HometitleLock.com/free.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.